Part 2, starting now. To those of us who live in an industrial area, a canal is almost certainly something we see every day of our lives. Some canals are still in use, but many are now neglected and have become overgrown. Our modern railways and roads have taken away the trade which was their lifeblood. Yet 150 years ago, these same canals were the chief means of transporting heavy goods and materials to and from the fast-growing industrial areas of this country. They helped industry to prosper by providing a smoother, quicker, cheaper passage either to the ports or to the wharves from where deliveries were made to factories or towns. However, England was certainly not the first country in the world where canals were built. Canal building was carried out in many parts of the world long before the birth of Christ. The earliest type of canal was the irrigation channel, which was cut near the great rivers Nile, Tigris, and Euphrates to help make the land fertile for crops. The greatest difficulty facing the early canal builders was the uneven nature of the ground, and this difficulty was not successfully overcome until the introduction of locks in Italy and Holland during the 14th and 15th centuries. Other European countries also began to build canals using this new invention, but in England very little in the way of canal building was attempted until the middle of the 18th century. End of part 2.